God bless you all. Minister Dave here with another video to help you understand who you pray to. Let's talk about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is a foundational understanding in Christianity describing one God in three distinct persons: the Father, the Son, that's Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Analogies such as three states of water or the parts of an egg are often used to illustrate the complexity and the interconnectedness of these three persons. Let's imagine water for a moment. It can be solid ice, liquid water, or a gas, which is steam. Even though it looks different, it's still H2O. It's still water. In a similar way, the Holy Trinity has three parts: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But they're all God. Now think about an egg. An egg has a shell, it has an egg white, and it has a yolk. Each part is important, and together they make the whole egg. In a similar way, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are like the parts of an egg. They each have their role, but together they make up God. While the term Trinity may not be explicitly mentioned in the Bible, the concept is derived from various scriptures and collectively illustrate the triune nature of God. Here are some scriptures that align with the understanding of the Trinity. Number one, the Father as creator and sustainer. We see that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Number two, the Son as incarnation and Savior. We see that in John chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And number three, the Holy Spirit as present and active power. In John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17, where it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper," that's the Holy Spirit, "to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." And number four, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 talks about the unity of the Trinity, where it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Father is seen as the creator and sustainer of the universe. The Son as the incarnation of God who came to earth to save humanity, and the Holy Spirit as the present and active power of God in the world today. Together, these three persons form a divine relationship and unity at the core of Christian belief. The Trinity encourages all of us, to embrace both unity and diversity within the Godhead, reflecting this understanding in their relationships with others. It plays a significant role in guiding prayer by highlighting the distinct attributes and functions of each person. Recognizing the Trinity allows believers to approach prayer with reverence, acknowledging the multifaceted nature of God. In Christian theology, the Father represents the Creator, the Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, the divine presence that guides and empowers believers. Understanding these distinct roles helps individuals approach prayer with clarity, expressing specific needs or gratitude to the corresponding aspect of God. Moreover, the Trinity reveals the relational aspect of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in perfect unity and love, demonstrating a divine community. This understanding fosters a deep connection with God during prayer as all of us engage with a divine communion. Ultimately, comprehending the Trinity provides a framework for informed and intimate prayer, recognizing that God is not a singular entity, but a divine communion. Let's all now pray. Let's pray together. Pray with me. Dear Lord, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence, acknowledging the profound mystery of your triune nature, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the scriptures that guide us in understanding the depth of your love and the interconnectedness of your divine persons. As we reflect on the analogies of water and the parts of an egg, we marvel at the complexity and unity found within your being. You, the Creator and Sustainer, have shown us the way through your Son, our Redeemer, and continue to guide and empower us through the Holy Spirit. May the truth of the Trinity resonate in our lives, fostering both unity and diversity in our relationship with others. Guide us in prayer, Lord, as we recognize the distinct attributes of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Help us express our needs and gratitude with clarity, acknowledging the multifaceted nature of your divine presence. We are grateful for the relational aspect of your being, the perfect unity and love shared among the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May this understanding deepen our connection with you during our times of communion in prayer. In closing, dear Lord, we surrender our hearts to you, acknowledging that you are not a singular entity, but a divine communion. As we strive to comprehend the Trinity, grant us the wisdom and intimacy in our prayers that we may draw closer to you, our triune God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.